cliffcentral.com. Can I go to the email that I got here?
Mm. Okay.
It's from Karina. I often tell people that I go to the church of Cliff Central for 3 hours a day. Thank each and every one of you for creating such a high-quality environment for us to joy, learn, and grow from. Now for the real stuff. So, Gareth, you brought up an interesting, controversial topic on Monday morning. You said that you thought it might get you into trouble. If I may, I'll comment here as to an even more controversial and unspoken issue that arises from disabled parents who want to have children. It'll take some of the heat off of you and perhaps spark some more discussion. Often, says Karina, disabled parents have offspring in order to help them get through their own daily challenges. The reason many disabled parents take such a risk and dare to roll the dice on their children's well-being is in order for them to become a support system. You mentioned that two children are deaf and that the parents are blind and that one of the children is fully functioning. This fully abled child has the burden of the world on their shoulders. The child that can see and hear will have to do so for the whole family, siblings and parents. Mm. Why? Because they can. Often those with disabilities think, how hard can it be really, when the world is seemingly accessible to those with all their physical faculties? This hearing and seeing child will bear the burden of all the admin, phone calls, logistics, translations. The child will likely not have a semblance of a childhood, as they're brought into the world as proxies and helpers. An adopted child could walk away someday, a biological child is less likely to. How dare I say this? Well, I'm the youngest of three hearing children to a pair of deaf parents. The needs and burden that our parents have dumped onto us has torn the entire family and two generations apart to the point where we all burnt out and we're not even talking to each other. We're so affected by their needs, their wants, and guilt that there is precious little left for ourselves.
Sure.
I was my parents' PA, for lack of a better term, from the age of 7. My childhood was overtaken with responsibilities, admin, guilt, and adult issues. Why? Because I could, and therefore I should, and I had to. Those that are physically disabled are not immune to personality disorders. They can be just as callous or as selfish as anybody else, if not more so. Moreover, they're eternally entitled due to the political correctness of pity. For years, I have scoured the internet and in every place I could to see if anyone would broach the topic publicly, and sadly, no one has. Privately, I've had many conversations with children of deaf parents that corroborate my experiences. I do not in any way mean to say that what happens to me happened in all disabled families, but is most definitely common and most definitely unspoken in any public forum. This is more about spreading This is more than about spreading seeds and is potentially about giving birth to a support system that won't abandon you if you're disabled. It's so cruel, hurtful, and damaging that words escape me. Thank you for touching on this delicate subject. I hope to catch a repeat of that actual episode of Carte Blanche so I can see it for myself. You guys are such a part of my daily routine, and I thank heaven for that privilege. I know you guys work really hard and often exhausted from it. Please rest assured your efforts put seeds in all of us that prompt us to ask ourselves, can I be a better person? Could I do better? Have I considered all the aspects of my circumstances? Have I bothered to educate myself before giving in to reaction? For this alone, you and Mabale, Ben and Sia and Amanda, quite literally making the world a better place in a most sincere way. I'd like to thank you. Hear you all in the morning. And that's from Karina.
Wow. Yo, I wonder how long Karina also had to wrestle with the guilt of feeling that way.
See,
because you build up this resentment, I imagine, to your parents, but that comes with a lot of guilt. You're supposed to, you know, love them unconditionally, all that stuff.
But they actually only had you so they would have a support system.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
What a cruel thing to do.
And, you know, we often have discussions like these on the show about how, you know, some people just have kids because they're selfish, and I don't want us to sound, of course, looking around the room, we don't have kids.
Well, none of us have children.
Exactly. I don't want us to sound like we're poo-pooing and putting down parents, but the truth is, I think this is a magnified example of what a lot of people do when they have kids. Mm. And I think we just have to be honest about it as well. We aren't saying you are horrible people for it, but when you think about it, some people just have kids because it's like, well, okay, this is a tough spot right now, you know, have tons of kids and listen, take care of yourselves, you know, come contribute back to the family. family.
Well, Karina's brave to own up to this. I mean, because to feel that way is very real for her. And I think she's probably hit like on a very, very sad truth about why so many people do. And even, you know, Ben brought up yesterday, what about poor people?
Mm.
Well, maybe a lot of poor parents are also having kids. That's so they can have helping hands around the house. Mm. That's all. They do it because they don't want to have extra dishes to clean, and there'll be another pair of small hands that can do that.
I would go that would be the majority of reasoning for kids. It's like a pension kind of plan.
It's a genuine thing here in South Africa because a kid is a monthly grant that you can get from the government and you use that.
And if you've got nothing, that's a way to get something.
Oh, yeah. I think what's tougher about the situation is these parents actually aren't as honest with themselves.
No. No, and if you ask them, they're going to get cross with you, which is why it takes such bravery for Karina to say this. And for her to say that her parents, I mean, they're not, the whole family's not talking, according to her email. Mm-hmm. But for her parents to have been deaf and to have these kids and to never be asked any uncomfortable questions, to never be forced to account for the reasons that they did it, must be really hard on the kids. Once you exist, once you've been made, you know, once someone has had sex and created you, you can't go back inside and I'm out of here. I'm like, this was not, I didn't ask for this. I didn't want two deaf parents that I have to look after from the age of like two. That's not right. You have to just take what you're given. And luckily for her, she's able-bodied, but that, she says, doesn't make any difference. She was actually just there as an able-bodied admin person for her parents.
From the age of seven.
So
as you can speak, answer phones, you know, go to the shops.
You're put to work. CliffCentral.com